This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Check your bandwidth, prep your quarantinis, and prepare to have the biggest night in ever as SBS will unite the world with Eurovision 2020 Big Night In. We've adored her for years on Triple J and ABC, and we've cheered on for her at Spicks and Specks. And now I'm feeling like she's a mate that comes in all glamorous into my personal lounge room every week on Delivered Live. On the line, we have the gorgeous and utterly fabulous host of this very special event, Miff Warhurst.
Oh my goodness, Tom and Jess, that's the best introduction I've ever had. Thank you.
It was really good, Jess. Even I was losing breath there, but it was all true.
Thank you. I'm humbled. It was lovely.
Well, Miff, you know how much we all love you, but look, tell us about Eurovision 2020. Big night in, Alec. How exciting. What's happening?
Well, there wasn't going to be one at all or any version of it at all. A month or so ago when... They decided that Eurovision was no longer for this year, and we were all pretty devastated. I mean, we knew it obviously had to happen, and given the devastation of what's happened in Europe, it makes perfect sense not to be in Rotterdam at this time of the year. But it was just so sad, you know, because Eurovision has not stopped for anything since the Second World War. I mean, that was why Eurovision began. It was to unite these countries that had previously been separated by something as devastating as war, and to unite through a song competition. So it was just, it was really all about joining in and inclusivity and love from a very early stage. And so nothing stopped it. You know, there's been so many things. The Cold War, there's been the falling of the Berlin Wall. Nothing has stopped Eurovision until this. And it's huge.
And it is wonderful. And it was the big fat tears that brought us all, like the big fat rainbow tears, I think, that brought it back, because we couldn't stop talking about it here that it got cancelled. It was probably one of the biggest blows for our community in a while, I'll call it.
Totally.
You're hosting alongside the hilarious Joel Creasy. Are you going to be in the same room? How's it going to work this year? How is it going to go now that you're not going to be in Rotterdam?
Well, what we've done is we've asked Australia to vote for their favourite songs, so the ones that they would vote for anyway. And obviously you can't vote for Australia as usual, but Montaigne will be performing her song Don't Break Me. She'll perform it like it's the performance that she would do at Eurovision, so you'll actually see her staging that she'd organised for Eurovision, and apparently it's quite spectacular. Haven't seen it yet, but pretty amazing and very different to when she performed at Australia's Despite. So I can't wait for that. But it'll essentially be a countdown of the songs Australia voted for and all the clips of the songs as they are already, with lots of special little treats in there as well. A couple of performances. There's been Eurovision alumni and also I think we get some performances from overseas. Some of the Eurovision contenders this year. So I want your tweets and get you involved, and it's just going to be a fun way to celebrate something that we kind of couldn't celebrate, if you know what I mean.
Definitely.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I have seen the, following the SBS Facebook page, there have been some wonderful tips on there how we can all get into the ISO party. And as you said, make sure we all get involved in Twitter, tweeting you guys during the Eurovision A Big Night In. And the conversation's going to happen. I believe you're asking for photos as well.
Oh, yeah, photos. I don't know about you guys. Do you dress up for Eurovision? I know I do.
I'm such a Eurovision. I was so excited for this year because I'm Dutch. So I was really, really excited. So this was like my big, you know, to kind of go, I lived there, I did that. And, because when they do the overview of what the towns are like that they're doing it from. And I'm so excited. But it's not over. You guys if anything, they're getting double, aren't they, really? They're getting next year as well?
They get next year as well, which is amazing, and hopefully we'll be able to go.
Last week we spoke to Dr. Sandra and the Uncanny Valley because they did the Eurovision AI Song Contest when the song Beautiful the World. Did you hear Australia took out the title?
Oh, it's amazing. We haven't taken out the title of Eurovision yet, but we won the AI version.
Eurovision AI, I cannot believe it. Look, we've...
Uh, I have to ask a question. I have to, because you did talk about that we were asked to vote. I want to know, obviously, having followed Eurovision for a long time, also as an insomniac, so it was always the only thing on when I was, you know, when I was like 12. Who are we supposed to be allies with? Because I always know Sweden goes for Norway. Who's our allies? Or we don't have any?
We like Switzerland.
Oh,
we're just kind of, we're everybody's allies. It's a safe zone. Where
so
we
was
are.
That subliminal? Are we, but is it Switzerland?
No. No, but you know, like Switzerland was always sort of the place of safety. So yeah, I think we like that. We're close.
We're the swing voters.
Yeah, we are actually. We're useless swinging voters. We can't make up our mind. And we decide when we're there, we go, you'll do, you've got the border, you've got the best country, we'll go there this year if we win it.
That's it. Next one, it will have to be the better weather. So look, SBS Eurovision's 2020 big night is happening this Saturday, 16th May at 7:30, Myth Warhurst. We will be there in our lounge rooms, glitter, platform shoes, pom-poms. We're ready to party with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We just can't wait. I'm so excited.
Oh, yay. I'm so excited too. And lovely to talk to you too, Tom and Jess. Love your work.
Thank you, sweetie. We'll talk to you soon.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.